The book of Zephaniah 1:7-18. Be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice, he has invited his guests. And it shall be in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel. In the same day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And there shall be on that day, says the Lord, that the sound of a mournful cry from the fish gate, a wailing from the second quarter, and a loud crash. Therefore their goods shall become booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink their vine. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. The day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of cloud, thick clouds. I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. The theme of the sermon, the day of the sacrifice that is prepared by God, the sacrifice that God himself has prepared. In the given prophecy, Apostle Arkady writes, it is referring to the Lord visiting Jerusalem and its inhabitants, which implies the Lord visiting his church called the day of the Lord's sacrifice, belonging to the last days called the harvest. That is, the Lord visits during the time of the harvest, and when he visits during the time of the harvest, he comes to weigh every individual during the time of the harvest. And when he weighs every individual, he prepares his altar. God has already prepared the one that is to be called to this sacrifice. These are his friends and his witnesses, and also the one to be sacrificed as the offering. We will study four categories of people who are noted and doomed to slaughter, who are the object of God's judgment. These first are people clothed with foreign apparel, people who leap over the threshold of the house of God, people who are settled in complacency, people burdened by money. All of these four characteristics are the called in Scripture, and they are in the midst of the Church of Christ and physically fill the churches. However, for their deeds, which do not correspond to the norms of grace, they did not become the chosen, due to which they are doomed to slaughter. Since they, having received salvation from eternal death, did not live as people who are saved and considering themselves righteous, did not perform or do the works of righteousness. People, we already studied those who are clothed with foreign apparel, and Pastor Cuddy had shown us that the clothing is righteousness and teaching in a special or specific way of life. There's the apparel of the foreigner and also the apparel of your own nation. The one of the foreigner is righteousness, where a person relies upon his deeds, his own personal deeds, and where he relies and trusts only upon what he can comprehend with his own physical or carnal mind. The garment or apparel of the children of God or the house of God, we rely on his redemption and what he himself has done for us and who he is for us and who we are in Jesus Christ and what we need to do from our side so that we can receive all of the inheritance that is contained in Jesus Christ. And we never look at our carnal mind. We rely upon the word that we received with our heart, and that is within our heart. And so, with the Lord's mercy, we have been able to be clothed with the apparel of his nation rather than the apparel of the foreigner. Today we will study the second. These are people who leap over the threshold of the house of God. Zephaniah 1:9. In the same day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. We ask the question, what is the crime of leaping over the threshold of the house of God? What is the crime in leaping over the threshold? The thing is that in Scripture, Pastor Arkady writes, the threshold relates to worship, due to which, when it comes to the threshold, we see the following command. Ezekiel 46:1-3. Thus says the Lord God, the gateway of the inner court that faces toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. The prince shall enter by the way of the vestibule of the gateway from the outside and stand by the gatepost. The prince shall come in and stand before the temple. The priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings. He shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the entrance to this gateway before the Lord on the Sabbaths and the new moons. And so who is this true prince who comes in to the court? And as soon as he approaches the door of the temple, he stops and worships and gives his offering to the priest, because he cannot walk past the threshold. Only the priest can come in further or go in. A true prince is a person who rules over himself and clothes himself into the apparel of his nation. When he worships at the threshold of the house of God, he does not go past this threshold. The thing is that first, the house of God in which God lives is the church of saints, as well as an individual person, upon the condition that this person is an organic member to the given church. And second, it is God himself. The house of God is God himself in Christ Jesus. And so we see here three forms of what the house of God is. It's God himself in the form of but in Jesus Christ. This is the church. This is the other threshold that people leap over. And every one of us who are organic members of the body of Christ, they are also the house of God, the temple of God. And between one another, within our relationships, we can leap over the threshold. Furthermore, to leap over the threshold means to illegally enter the house of God or to violate the sovereign rights of both God and his nation. To leap over the threshold is to violate the sovereign rights. Before God comes into the midst of his nation, as well as into the heart of an individual person, he stops at the threshold of their door and knocks. That is, asks for their approval or their consent. And in this way, as it relates to God, God shows respect to the sovereignty of his nation as a whole, as well as the individual person. Revelation 3:20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. Equally, when a person comes into the house of God, which is his church, led by God in Christ Jesus, he is required to testify of his respect to the sovereignty of this church. That is, to worship at the threshold, which means acknowledge the one whom God has sent to tend the given church over himself. Therefore, the first component contained in the characteristics of a man who leaps over the threshold of the house of God is not acknowledging the authority placed over him, who in fact represent this very threshold. This is one of four components of the characteristics of those who leap over the threshold, is when we don't acknowledge the authority placed over us. Let's look at this this authority of God. What glory is contained there? Ezekiel 10:4-5. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and paused over the threshold of the temple, and the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And the sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard even in the outer court, like the voice of Almighty God when he speaks. Another place, Ezekiel 47:1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. And one more place, Psalm 84:10. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. And so what is the threshold of God? The representatives of God, the messengers of God. That means that the glory that is in the Holy Spirit, in the form of these cherubim, they are at the threshold and under the threshold of the temple. His water flows, that's revelations, in the form of the elementary teaching of Christ. And so if in the church we have such a threshold, then you cannot leap over it. We definitely have this threshold here. And to approach and to worship the threshold, we have the choice to either do so or to leap over it. The next characteristic of a man who leaps over the threshold of the house of God is making incorrect prayers. Here we are beginning to leap over God's threshold. Hosea 14:2. Take words with you and return to the Lord, says say to him, take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. No one can come to God in the way they want or in the way they personally understand it. God is a sovereign individual, and in order to come into his house, into his presence, it is necessary to begin your worship at the threshold of his house. And this means to be obedient not only to the placed by God authority, where obedience is demonstrated in preparing yourself to listen and fulfill what you hear, but also to properly pray, by the means of which we directly come to God's presence. If we do not understand the essence of true worship, we will always be leaping over the threshold, presenting our own desires and our own plans to God. At the same time, true worship is to ask God about fulfilling his plans and his desires relating to our lives. And so this is how we leap over the threshold. The Lord says he doesn't like this and does not accept these things. Every time we present to God our own desires and our own plans, we are leaping over the threshold. And we can't do this. The scriptures say we need to ask God or pray in accordance to his plans, his desires, and as they relate to our life, those areas we need help with. The attempt to utilize spiritual principles to achieve your desires and presenting your desires as the will of God is not worship, but rather the act of not accepting his authority, which God perceives as leaping over the threshold. As priests, we are able to come into the house of God past the threshold with our heart when we fulfill the regulations mandating the norms of coming into the temple while leaving our intellectual prince in the state of humbleness at the threshold. The next characteristic of a man who leaps over the threshold of the house of God is controlling those he comes in contact with. We've seen that we can leap over the threshold when we don't acknowledge the status of the authority of the person whom God has sent, the apostle, who has the teaching as the river flowed from under the threshold of the temple. As we see, this is the teaching. This is not just a person, but the person who has the seed of the word, the seed about the kingdom, the person whom God has placed to represent his authority, the Urim and the Thummim. And not acknowledging such authority, we leap over the threshold. Regardless of the fact we may like the church or come to the church, listen to the singing or whatever it may be, or it has a great atmosphere. But the second is when we pray incorrectly, we present our interests or desires as God's. We need to see what God's desire is for us. And in this way, we will not leap over the threshold. The third characteristic is that we control one another. We control those we come in contact with. Every person who in some way tries to control another person is one who is leaping over the threshold of the house of God, for which in time when God comes to visit, he will be doomed to slaughter. To control is leprosy in the houses of the holy nation. Negative control of husbands over their wives, wives over their husbands, parents over their children, and children over their parents is leaping over the threshold of the house. To be controlled by another is to be in dependence of the one who is controlling you. God does not control his children. He controls demons, but he does not control his angels or his church. The one and the other voluntarily fulfill his will, and he trusts them. And so if a person does not want to fulfill his will, if the Lord wants someone to voluntarily fulfill his will, if the Lord wants them to voluntarily fulfill his will, we read in the labors of pastor that sometimes a person perceives control as something that isn't control. For example, a parent may tell a child, I want you to go to church today. And the child says, well, you can't control me. And the parent says, well, I'm not controlling you. I just have the desire for you to go to church if you can. Of course, you should not give them reason to think that you truly are controlling them in this case. By, for example, if you ask him to go and he doesn't, that you begin to punish them. And so there is control at times when parents say, well, I'm your father and you need to do what I'm telling you. But in unreasonable ways where you cannot force them in certain things and begin punishing them when they don't follow it. Or if a parent says to a child, you are required to do this for me because I'm your parent, things like that. So we don't have the right, again, to control our children. We need to make it in a way or offer in a way so that they voluntarily want to do it. Of course, we need to be careful there. And of course, children shouldn't control their parents. If, of course, they need help, you can help them. But when there's the phrases like you're obligated or required because you're my parent, or and this is control also, and here you need to be careful not to fall into this. The threshold of the house is again a sovereign right, and no one is able to infringe upon our peace. We ourselves need to make the decision and not be subject to the pressure and manipulation of either demons or people. Our speech should not be forcing anything on anyone. This is why the gospel of the kingdom is called the good news and not propaganda. You are required, you have to, you will do this for me because I'm this person to you. And the Lord does not offer his kingdom or the truth of the kingdom as a propaganda to you, but as good news to you. The parent needs to always strive to have the child voluntarily want to do the things that they need to do. Of course, there are things sometimes that are required, but not in the form of control. And finally, the next characteristic or final characteristic of a man who leaps over the threshold of the house of God is any form of overindulgence and indecency in the form of food and clothing, which rule over man. The proper treatment of your body and your soul praises God. God desires that we be princes when who worship at the threshold of our temple and not sin against our own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And so we need to not sin against our own body when we understand that we have eaten and that we are satisfied, but the body, and you still want to keep eating, even though the body's already feeling sick, because a person is overeating. You need to know the limits for your body as well. You see how Pastor shows us how we need to treat our body carefully. And if when our soul is trying to threshold over or to leap over the threshold of our body, trying to do whatever it wants when the body itself is already not needing it, it pretty much causes harm instead of goodness. When the soul is trying to leap over the spirit and trying to judge or discern the things that only belong to the spirit. Right now, we are going to partake in this great service. We have the great privilege of demonstrating before God that, Lord, we are here and we will worship you and we will serve you with our tithes and offerings. And this means that we do not leap over that threshold. This is worshiping before the threshold. Any worship, especially in the service of tithes and offerings, is true worship before his threshold. When in the First Apostolic Church, they brought their tithes, they brought it at the feet of the apostles. They did not just shove money at sides. They came to the church where the apostles were and they laid it at the feet because they knew that this is all supposed to happen within the church, within the house of God, so that there may be food in the house. And we will do the same thing, demonstrating before God that, Lord, we do not leap over your threshold. We worship at the threshold so the priest can actually do his work. Let us stand up and sing.
Пролитая нет цены, его любви.
I will happily repeat after our pastor Arkady that every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings in the Temple of Solomon or in the Tabernacle of Moses, they were to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years, where the same Israel, connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree, we will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.